searching for a fatal disease in Michigan's wild deer. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Last week, state officials confirmed they found chronic wasting disease in a wild deer for the first time. Michigan now joins 22 states and two Canadian provinces where the disease has been found. It's contagious, it affects deer, moose, and elk, and it's always fatal.
It creates microscopic holes in the brain, resulting in severe neurologic disease and ultimately death of the animal.
That's Dr. Steve Schmidt. He's the veterinarian in charge with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. We're looking through a window into a high-security lab.
And that's where we do wear respirators and where HEPA filters, all the air that comes in, that has to go out through HEPA filters, so nothing gets out. And that's where we do bovine tuberculosis. We do our chronic wasting disease work in there. And we can actually handle anthrax in there.
Chronic wasting disease was found in a captive deer in Kent County in 2008. This spring, a homeowner in Ingham County reported a sickly-looking deer wandering in their front yard. That's the wild deer that tested positive for chronic wasting disease. Now the DNR wants to find out how many more wild deer could be sick and whether this is an isolated incident or the beginning of a bigger outbreak. Schmidt says they're bringing road-killed deer into this lab to test them.
Road-killed animals are more likely to have CWD, and the reason for that, if you have these microscopic holes in your brain, this severe neurologic disease, you're more likely to step out in front of a car.
The discovery of chronic wasting disease in the wild deer kickstarted the state's CWD plan. It means state officials will kill deer in a 2-mile radius around where the wild deer tested positive. Then they'll test them. The DNR will also require all hunters in 9 townships in the core CWD area to have their deer tested. And Schmidt says any hunter outside that area who wants to have their deer tested can. Officials say if a deer tests positive for CWD, you shouldn't eat it. Brian Richards is the Emerging Diseases Coordinator at the USGS National Wildlife Health Center.
To date, there's no true evidence that CWD has crossed into humans and is therefore a human pathogen, but there's always the possibility that disease could transmit into humans. The risk is very, very low, but it certainly is not zero. So most health organizations have recommended that if you're hunting in an area where CWD is known to exist, that you have that deer tested for disease, and if it comes back positive, that you not consume it.
Chronic wasting disease is a tough disease to manage. That's partly because deer can be infected for several years before they show any symptoms. State officials say they've tested thousands of deer since 1998 and haven't detected an outbreak yet. One of the ways the disease can spread is when deer gather. So the state's CWD plan includes a ban on baiting and feeding of deer in Clinton, Shiawassee, and Ingham counties. Amy Trotter is the deputy director of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs.
You know, we're certainly hearing some resistance to the baiting and feeding bans in those 3 counties.
She says they're encouraging hunters to comply.
Baiting and feeding is a way that this disease can be transmitted. And frankly, it's one of the only forms, you know, the vectors that we can control.
If you see a strange-looking deer, DNR officials want you to let them know. Deer with chronic wasting disease get very thin and can start drooling. They also become tame and less afraid of people. You can find out more at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.